Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Former Pensacola contractor Jesse Lacoste has been sentenced to 10 years in prison plus 5 years probation. The sentences will be served concurrently. Lacoste also received 750 days credit for time served. He faced up to 30 years in prison when he was convicted of contractor fraud and theft in October. From 2018 to 2022, Lacoste defrauded homeowners, their insurance companies, subcontractors, and suppliers of more than $2 million. Victims gave statements ahead of the sentencing. Lacoste's mother also spoke as a character witness.
Money that I worked and saved for my entire life is now gone because of what Jesse did. Jesse's a con man. He's a smooth talker. What makes his actions even more disturbing is the way he uses religion and references to God to earn your trust.
By the way, just to be clear, that was not his mom speaking. The way Channel 3 presented it made it sound, but they were showing this other woman on the screen was, you know, testifying against him as a victim who I think their family lost $157,000, $175,000, something like that. That was Deborah Menestra. And then Angela Lacoste is his mom.
Absolutely no convictions on him. That was all Fox. I have a whole box of everything that he pays. He has never taken money from anybody. This is all bogus. And you know it.
What? I don't. Nobody else seems to see it that way. Here's my one thought about this. We've all kind of been waiting for this to happen. You know, this is, you know, I mean, I've run into Jesse a bunch. He used to do a show on Pep Talk, you know. So he'd come in right after the show and, you know, howdy, howdy, howdy. It was always his way of greeting everybody. And, you know, I knew him as in passing, basically. That's it. So this was all very shocking to everybody, including us, you know, but, you know, I believe the allegations. I believe the decision. I believe the jury. What I'm surprised by is the sentence seems so light. And I had a thought about this yesterday because I was trying to think, you know, what would be the right sentence, you know, for the various charges that he was facing up to 30 years in prison altogether. So he is, you know, the conviction is for $2 million, right? How much time in jail should you spend for a $2 million fraud theft? Well, I actually have a formula. You ready? I think that you should spend a year in jail for every year of the average income of the area that you stole. So if somebody defrauds you of 41, because that's about the rough individual average for income in Escambia County, if somebody steals $41,000 from you, then they go to jail for a year because they stole a year. And if they steal $400,000, then they go to jail for 10 years. And if they steal $2 million, they go to jail for 50 years. They serve the prison sentence equivalent to the amount. Because think about what money means to you. You go to work, and let's say you have a, you know, ordinary income in Escambia County. You went to work for 6 months to make $21,000. Right? I mean, if the average is 41, 42 for the individual, that's the norm. So that money represented the receipt or the reward or the incentive or the payment or the compensation, the transaction for your time. You traded, you know, 1,000 hours, just 2,000 work hours in a year on a standard 40-hour work week times 50. There's 1,000 hours in 6 months. Okay? So somebody came to you in January, you know, follow through with the analogy here. I mean, it's not even, it's just, you know, the math. But, you know, you went to your boss and said, all right, I'll work for you from January to through July, the 1st of July. I'll give you 1,000 hours of my time, and you give me $21,000. And they said yes. So you gave them 1,000 hours,
and then they gave you $21,000. Well, what if you gave them 1,000 hours and they said, screw you? Well, they owe you 6 months of your life, right? They owe you 1,000 hours. You could run it as, you know, he shouldn't have to give 6 months. He should have to give 1,000 hours. But, you know, sleep is built in. I mean, it just seems like that's about the right way to look at this. Because the reason you traded your time was to get the money. And if he took the money, then it's like he took your time. And so he owes us as a community the time. Anybody, you know, who engages in fraud. Well, what if they steal millions and millions? Well, you know, let them pay as much as they can. But life is life. You know, if somebody steals $10 million through some complicated Ponzi scheme or whatever, you know, life. They never get out. Unless they can pay back everybody for, if they can pay back the money, maybe you look at it a little bit differently. And now there might be other charges. I'm not even looking at things like the fraud or I'm not even looking at the kind of the other collateral charges. I'm just looking strictly at how do you pay back the community for the money that you took from them. And it seems like you either pay them back the money, and then in the Bible that talks about being penalties, you know, depending on the nature of the theft, it can be, what is that? Yeah, it's been a while, but I'd say plus 20% or double or sometimes even seven times as much. It depends on the nature of the theft. But, you know, if you could just pay back all the money, then you might look differently at the jail time. There's got to be jail time for the violation of the public trust and the violation of the rules. But just in terms of compensating for the money, it seems like the thing to do is just divide by the income, and that's how many years you get if you can't pay it back. So, yeah, I think 10 years is pretty light, really. Just my opinion. 517 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Apparently, Congress is working on getting us out of NATO? What?
Icy chill is washing over the U.S. and Europe's traditionally cozy relationship. Representative Thomas Massie introducing a bill on Capitol Hill for the United States to leave NATO. Massie calling the alliance a Cold War relic, suggesting the taxpayer money sent to NATO would be better used to defend our own country. Utah's Mike Lee introducing a companion bill in the Senate.
We need to be ready.
Meanwhile, on Thursday, NATO's Secretary General warns Europe is Russia's next target after Ukraine.
Conflict is at our door. And what is standing between what's happening to them and what could happen to us? Only NATO.
President Trump has harshly criticized European leadership.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I always stood behind the president when he was making the various statements about the conditionality of our participation in NATO. If you don't increase your defense spending, then we won't continue to participate in NATO. Because that was a very effective way to get them to spend more of their GDP on military, which has worked. Now, he was also bolstered by the, you know, Russian invasion of Ukraine, which scared the crap out of Europe, properly so, because they're like, oh, yeah, look at this. We can't afford to protect ourselves. So we'll spend money, lots of it. Well, we've got them spending money, or at least pledging to. You know, it takes a while to work these things in, but you know, they're spending more, some of them, than we are by percentage, not by total volume. Of course, we have a huge economy. But we got them spending more. So it worked. And now you want to leave? Oh, my God. Look, generally speaking, you know, Tom Massey's often a very thoughtful guy. Mike Lee's a, you know, I like Mike a lot. He's very smart. I have no idea what they're thinking. Honestly, this just seems insane to me. Unless what you're saying is, we just got to back off of Europe, let NATO take care of Russia because we got to focus too much on China. And maybe that's the theory. Kind of like how, you know, the Venezuela invasion that's coming. I mean, you know it is, right? At this point, it's why argue? I mean, you can argue. You can say it's stupid and crazy and illegal, but, you know, clearly that's what we're preparing for. And, you know, just like we went to Iraq, you know, weapons of mass destruction, fentanyl, you know, follow the analogies. I thought John Stewart made a great case for this on Monday night, and I don't disagree with him. You know, it'll be quick. It'll be easy. The Venezuelans are going to be a pushover. No problem. We'll topple the government. We'll take it over. We'll have all the oil. Shh, don't say that part. you know, then maybe other countries as well. We can expand territory. We can expand dominance. We can push back the Chinese who are operating through their proxies. I mean, some of that's actually right, okay? That's true. But, you know, that's what we're doing, or that's what it looks like. Okay, so we're preparing for great powers conflict with China. That means that we need to, you know, not be too entangled with NATO. They're going to have their own problems to deal with. Well, or maybe the thing that's worked this far to keep Europe free is something we should continue to participate in. Because they're going to be able to help us wherever conflict arises around the world. But, man, I don't know. It's so weird. You have an isolationist president. I'm the only president who didn't start any foreign wars. And now he's getting ready to be the first president in my lifetime that starts a completely unprecedented, unjustified war. A war of expansion. A war of nation building. A war... It's okay. But nobody remembers anything. Like, it's all fine. It's all good. 4-3-7-16-20 Just... Here we go. I don't know. I sometimes think, John, like, I am watching... It's not... This movie called Dark City. You ever see this? It's a sci-fi movie. And in the movie Dark City, Jennifer Connelly's in it. It's a really interesting movie. The premise of the movie is that these people are in this town, this city, and there's these aliens that have built this city. And then overnight, while everybody sleeps, they change everything. And they're doing this big experiment where they change everything, and then the people wake up, and they've been given new memories. They've been injected with this serum that gives them new memories. And, you know, everything that happens in the morning, they think is just the reality. So every day, everything changes. And then, but some people kind of manage to break through the spell, so to speak, and remember what happened and see what's going on and, you know, challenge the system and, you know, whatever. It does feel like that sometimes a little. You know, like, if, you know, are we on, like, Candid Politics? Is this Candid Globe? What is happening, you know?
Right.
The things, you know, we're going to completely release all the videos. I never said that. That's fake news. Literally 2 days ago, sir. You said that 2 days ago. I understand if people don't remember what you said 5 years ago. I mean, they should still, but you 2 days. 2 days. Oh, I never said that. How dare you criticize the president? Like, how dare I learn facts and have memory? What, you know, what's wrong with you? The president never said that we wouldn't, you know, engage in foreign wars for expansion. What? He campaigned on that. What are you talking about? Okay, so if the aliens come and get me, you'll know what happened. 521 on News Radio 92.3. Meanwhile,
I don't think I'll remember, though.
There you go. Serum. Yeah, they'll successfully, you know, they'll put somebody new in my place who thinks it's always been that way. All right. I'm done for the moment. Oh, and so apparently I did not watch the meeting last night because there's no way I'm going to turn around the audio from a meeting that ended at 11:30 last night.
What?
It was a five. Let's see. I have the file for me. Let me look real quick. The city council meeting last night was 5 hours and 49 minutes. Started at 5:30.
Oh my goodness.
It takes 3 hours just to write transgressors. I don't have time to watch a meeting and cut the audio same night. There's no way it's going to happen. But Channel 3, kudos to them. They stayed up. And they had a story at 10 o'clock that the city council, after much screaming by local black residents and the socialists, at least kudos to the socialists, they showed up in certain shirts that said socialist on them.
They did?
Yeah. One of them anyway.
Oh.
They sometimes don't really make a big deal out about this, but like the Brummets, you know, those are socialists. They've come before as the socialist party. You know, you got to have a memory. So the socialists have learned a lesson. This is my quick hot take without enough information. Okay? So this may change by Monday when I've watched the whole meeting. But my quick hot take is they saw what happened in New York and they're like, we can do it here. If we get enough poor people on our side, enough people who don't know enough of the facts on our side, we can yell and scream and we can stop this thing. And we can get a win and we can look powerful. And they did. They persuaded city council to hold the appointment of the Garden District folks. And so now we have no plan. One firm finally, you know, actually went through the whole process, and last night they said, yeah, zero is better than one. Let's have no plan at all. A plan that afterwards we could have come back and said no to if we didn't like it. Now we're just not going to have a plan at all. Too many upset people in this room. Can't handle it. I mean, you could say democracy worked. You know, participative government works. Enough people show up, they're angry. You don't do a thing. Are they the everybody? Did the happy ones show up? Are there any happy ones? Do the people who are unhappy actually have the facts? Oh, like I said, I didn't watch the meeting yet. It's crazy. It's wild. It was a 7-0 vote on Monday, and and then they rescinded it on Thursday. So, welcome to Pensacola. Nothing's ever easy. Nothing is ever easy. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality used cars, 300 or so on the lot. Trucks, SUVs, minivans, sedans, everything. And what you're going to get is cars that are a couple of years young with about 10 to 30 or 40,000 miles. They're going to warranty them. All the cars in their lot they sell, they warranty up to 10 years or 100,000 miles. That's not an extra charge. It's just included because they know they're going to be good cars. That's what they do. They only sell good cars. And then they'll stand by it. In fact, they'll even follow up to make sure it's good. They did with me after we bought a car. They followed up 6 months and a year later to make sure everything was fine. And then one thing that was wrong, they fixed on them. You know, who does that as a used car dealer? Well, nobody. But, well, Frontier does. Because they want you to feel comfortable. They want you to, you know, part of the reason you buy a new car is you know that the manufacturer stands by it. Okay, so why would you buy a used car from Frontier? Because they'll stand behind it. And they just do all their business that way, trying to take care of you. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
10 athletes will face the toughest job interview in fitness that will push past physical and mental breaking points.
You are the fittest of the fit. Only one of you will leave here with an iFit contract for $250,000.
This is when mindset comes in.
Someone will be eliminated.
Pressure is coming down.
This is Trainer Games.
Watch it on Prime Video starting January 8th.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
If women are going to drive motor cars around, they should learn to operate one correctly.
You know, just as a statement of evaluation, that's true. Of course, also true of men, right?
That is very true.
It's just, all Dick Van Dyke is saying, you know, in that particular movie, that Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, is if you're going to drive a car, you ought to know how to operate it. And, of course, in that movie, you know, she drives the car into the mud like three times. It's funny. He turns 100 tomorrow.
Really?
Dick Van Dyke is 100 tomorrow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, talk about somebody who had a major impact on American culture. But, you know, if you can be the co-star of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and The Sound of Music, or not Sound of Music, Mary Poppins. I've got, because Julie Andrews was in Mary Poppins and also in Sound of Music, so we've watched all of these recently. Like, man, that's, you know, that's quite a legacy. In addition to all the other things, you know, that he's been in, but 100 years. So, 527 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. President Trump hosted a congressional ball at the White House last night while speaking to the attendees. Trump talked about his administration's economic accomplishments and noted the lawmakers in the audience, Republican and Democrat, saying that regardless of their differences, they can find ways to come together as Americans.
This was all over the failed Medicare Obamacare votes yesterday. They won't extend the subsidies, which I understand, and they won't vote to give the money to the private individuals through the health savings accounts. Which, by the way, you know what that plan was? If you are below 7 times the poverty line, which is $21,000, it depends on how many people you have in your family. But so, for example, if you're at one level, if you're below $140,000, you'd get the subsidy into your bank account, into your HSA to pay for health insurance. That's everybody. I mean, this is the problem with Obamacare, is it's always such a dicey thing of whether you're going to qualify or not, and you never know until after you've done it. Like, if you sign up, you open a roll for Obamacare now, and then you think you're going to make $30,000 next year, and you're going to get a subsidy, and your health insurance is going to be cheap. Well, then somehow you manage to make more money. And so at the end of the year, you were wrong, and all of a sudden you made $60,000. You're going to owe a lot of money. I mean, your insurance is going to be more than what you could have got through your insurer, or through your employer. And that's the gamble every year. And it's all based on whether you're close enough to the poverty line. Why? Because we don't want to pay health insurance for everybody in the country. But this would basically pay for everybody in the country. I mean, people who are making enormous amounts of money compared to the poverty line would have been eligible. And then that's the plan that failed. And it's okay. Because it was going to be, what, $1,000 a person if you're up to 55, and then $1,500 a person from 55 to 64. So a two-person family, you know, it's an enormous amount of money. I don't even know the price tag on the bill that they both failed anyway because they can't reach 60. Sorry, David, it's a fascinating subject. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Well, the U.S. announcing some new sanctions aimed at Venezuela. The sanctions target three nephews of Nicolas Maduro's wife, as well as six crude oil tankers and shipping companies linked to them. The move was announced yesterday after the seizure of the one oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela.
Oh, yeah, just as a fact, the one-person poverty line is 15, so that would have been 75,000. A four-person family, you know, two kids, two parents, was 32,000, so seven times that would have been 210,000. Those are enormous income caps.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Fired Michigan head football coach Sharon Moore, expected to appear in court today.
Police were reportedly called to a residence to detain him under possible assault charges. The 911 dispatch call where police say a victim claimed to be attacked by a suspect that had been stalking her for months. Sharon Moore's arrest came after he was fired with cause for having an inappropriate relationship with a staffer, reportedly his executive assistant.
Fox's Chanley Painter, executive order from President Trump blocks states from regulating most artificial intelligence.
People want to be in the United States and they want to do it here, and we have the big investment coming. But if they had to get 50 different approvals from 50 different states, you could forget it because it's not possible to do.
State emergency in Washington State, catastrophic flooding leaves thousands facing evacuation, could get worse today. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 5:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 41 degrees. It is clear skies here in Pensacola this morning. We'll get to our full forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson, and that's on the way here in just a few moments. The WSRE TV Foundation has filed a federal lawsuit against Pensacola State College, claiming the college is trying to seize millions of dollars in donor funds. The foundation filed that lawsuit after PSC cut ties with WSRE's PBS affiliation, then demanded control of the donations for college operations. According to the complaint, PSC also tried to access the foundation's bank accounts and intercept checks from donors. The foundation says the dollars were given to support public television programming, not college operations. A fatal crash closed U.S. 98 in Escambia County yesterday afternoon. FHP says a Pensacola man was driving a sedan and failed to stop at a stop sign on Aileron Avenue, then pulled into the path of an eastbound semi-truck. The sedan was struck near the driver's door. The 41-year-old driver died at the scene. The female passenger in the vehicle was transported by life flight to a trauma center with life-threatening injuries. The truck driver was not hurt. 98 was closed between Aileron Drive and Skylark Drive for more than 3 hours. As investigators worked the scene, the crash investigation is ongoing. A Pensacola man has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for cyber-stalking and sending obscene materials to minor females. Charles Schmaltz used more than 10 social media accounts to contact girls between the ages of 9 and 15. The victims and their parents reportedly told him to stop, but Schmaltz sent them more explicit content. A multi-agency investigation involving North Florida and South Alabama law enforcement led to his arrest. After his release, Schmaltz will be on probation for 5 years and will have to comply with sexual offender treatment. U.S. Attorney John Heakin says the case demonstrates law enforcement's commitment to protecting children from online predators. Well, a former Pensacola contractor has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for defrauding homeowners. 33-year-old Jesse Lacoste was convicted back in October of contractor fraud and theft, both second-degree felonies. The judge sentenced him to a decade in prison yesterday, followed by 5 years on probation, and banned him from doing any contracting work during that probation time. Authorities say between 2018 and 2022, Lacoste defrauded victims of more than $2 million. He still faces charges in Santa Rosa and Okaloosa counties. Florida health officials are taking a fresh look at school vaccine requirements. This comes after some groups called for ending all vaccine mandates statewide. Infectious disease expert Dr. Eileen Marty says state leaders need to keep politics out of it.
I hope that they base their decisions on solid, verifiable scientific evidence.
And right now, Florida requires students in kindergarten through 12th grade to have at least four doses of the Tdap vaccine, which protects against tetanus and whooping cough. Parents can still opt out for religious reasons. The Department of Health is expected to review the rules over the next few weeks. 5:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
Morning weather update. We are going to be looking at some lovely weather today with mostly sunny skies. High near 71 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 56. Heading into Saturday, plenty of sunshine with a high near 71 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 51. Heading into Sunday, we do have some early morning showers, 20% chance of rain in those morning hours. Then temperatures fall near 58 degrees for that high. As you go into Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 29. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
41 right now with clear skies. Our next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Running a business is tough, but getting connected shouldn't be. Data Revolution is making it easy with free installation of phones and network upgrades. Whether you're opening a new office or upgrading your current setup, our expert team handles everything fast, reliably, and with zero installation fees. Search Data Revolution today to schedule your free installation and see our over 70 five-star reviews. Data Revolution is helping your business stay connected.
This is Sherry with Jonathan's Flooring, wishing a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Bob Johnson at Beret Jewelers, wishing you a joyful and magical Christmas filled with love, laughter, and cherished moments.
This is Ira Rowe with Rose Moving, wishing you a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Sheriff Chip Simmons, wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't text and drive.
Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about.
Hi, this is Mary Hoxing. Merry Christmas, Pensacola. As we gather with family and friends this Christmas season, may your hearts be filled with joy and your homes with laughter. Wishing you all peace, love, and warmth from our family to yours. Merry Christmas.
Hi, I'm Front Desk Tina, and I'm wishing you and yours a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Oh, ho, ho.
The reason I bring this to our attention is because over the holiday week, it was pretty devastating within my district, Belvedere Park specifically, where neighbors found a beautiful heritage oak that had limbs that draped down to the ground and came back up. It provided an entire room underneath, a canopy. In that canopy, it was just incredibly beautiful, and it was chopped. Every limb coming down was chopped off in not a way that is considered healthful for trees. It was pretty devastating.
Jennifer Brayer at the again at the CRA meeting, the agenda meeting. I forget which one it was. I guess it was at the agenda on Monday, talking about this horrible mangling of the beautiful oak on Belvedere Park, which is just over there south of Creighton, east of 9th Avenue. And you know, now the city's looking at fining the tree contractor. You know what? $100 an inch, $1,000. I mean, it was some ridiculous amount of money. But I mean, right. You know, you don't get to chop it. And he did it because of the disc golfer. The mayor told us yesterday, this is just the craziest story. And they, you know, their first response was, well, let's call law enforcement. So I want to know if they did. I don't think they did, but Mike Wood is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Welcome back, Mike. Good to have you, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. Did you guys get a call about this, about a tree attack?
Absolutely. We did. We responded and we took a report.
And what do you do? I mean, do you, like, look at Ring camera video? Like, what do you do?
Well, we took a criminal mischief report, I believe is what it was, and just look into it. And I think ultimately they discovered that there was no criminal intent involved, that this was just a mistake on the contractor's part.
Yeah. It's the craziest story. It's just unbelievable that all of it, everything about this story is so crazy. Let's see. You guys had, I guess you had a car that fled from you guys that turned out to be a DUI this week on Tuesday?
Yeah, they had a person came over to our officer that was working off duty at McGuire's and told him she just observed someone in a vehicle on the lot of the Pony on Gregory that was drinking from a bottle of wine in the driver's seat. So the officer went over to investigate, saw the vehicle begin to move. He initiated a traffic stop and the vehicle fled from him. And eventually we lost contact with that vehicle. It was picked up again a few minutes later by another officer. She fled again and was eventually boxed in at the entrance of Pensacola Village on Fairfield. She was taken from the vehicle and arrested, and then we found out that she had her 7-year-old son in the vehicle with her, which is a horrible thing, you know, very, very dangerous thing to be doing.
So she's drinking liquor or wine at the Pony and got her 7-year-old in the back, and then she gets reported, and you guys pull her over, and she flees not once but twice before you finally corner her. I assume you didn't have to pit the car. You just got her stopped, right?
Yeah, they boxed her in. She didn't force the issue after that.
But you didn't obviously know it. We talk a lot about chase policy and what do you do with folks, but, you know, your officers, I'm assuming, had no idea there was a kid in the car, right?
No, they had no idea. There was no traffic. There was no pedestrian traffic. It was very early in the morning. So, you know, with a DUI, it's one of those you better do, you better not kind of situations. You know, do we let them flee or let them go and then they hit someone, or do we stay with them and try to get them off the road? So it's a situation that you have to determine what you're going to do at the moment. And these speeds were for the most part, low speeds. I think at one point she got up to 70, but that was it. And the 3/4 of this pursuit were 40, 45 miles an hour.
Mm. Well, I mean, good work in the end. The great Christmas tree theft of 2025, what happened?
Well, according to the video, two individuals, a male and a female, approached and came to the tree over the weekend. They took it and put it in a truck.
This is downtown?
This
is downtown?
Yeah, in the county parking garage where Winterfest is.
Got it.
Like if you were going to approach the back door of the tag office, it was right there. They took the tree. It was plugged in. The lights were on. But apparently they may have saw a light that was out and they wanted to take it back to the shop to fix that light there and bring it back here. And that's not what happened until one of our detectives figured out who they were. And then they were contacted by the detective, and instantly their hearts grew 3 times bigger and they decided to bring it back, and all is well.
And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day.
It's a Christmas miracle.
How do you do that so quick? I don't get it. I don't get it, but you're very good at what you do. I'll just say that.
The world may never know. All right, Mike, I'm going to ask you a 2-part question. I know what both of the answers are going to be, but I still want to ask you because it's my job. Santa Rosa County, I've been asking everybody in Escambia County. Santa Rosa County is eagerly running down the path of putting in school speed zone cameras at different layers in different municipalities of the county, whatever. Escambia has done nothing on this. Question one, do we have a speeding problem in the school zones in the city of Pensacola, to your knowledge?
I think we do everywhere, and we have officers that monitor that situation. And if you're going to ask about if we're looking at speed cameras in school zones, the answer is no, not at this point. Our hands are plenty full with the red light cameras.
And that was the question number two, and I figured that was the answer because, you know, we're doing one project. We don't need a second project. We can barely keep up with the first project. But I just wanted to – I feel obligated to ask the question because it's such an interesting contrast in Santa Rosa versus Escambia right now on this particular issue to me. Downtown parade. We got a parade on Saturday. Same setup because this is before the Reimagined Palafox closures start to happen. So same setup as normal, right? Be cleared by 2:30. I assume cars left in the perimeter are going to get towed. Parade's at 5:30, right?
Yes, everything changed after last New Year's Eve with the incident in New Orleans. So please do not park on the parade route. The signage is going to be up. and we will tow that vehicle if it's on the route. And again, like you said, we will close it around 2 o'clock. So just make plans to go around that. Come early and get you a good parking spot. And then once it's over with, the traffic guys are going to work those lights manually if needed and get people out of there. But usually that's not a situation we would need like we would the 4th of July or something like that. Usually the parade dismissals are pretty easy.
Remind me the plan for Main Street. Is Main totally closed? You cannot get there from here? Or is there going to be the ability for locals to get in south of Main to the – what's the plan around Main Street?
It's closed to through traffic, but people that live and work in that area, we're going to permit them to go through and get where they need to go.
Okay, that's what I thought. And this worked well. I was very worried about this the last parade, and it all seemed to work very smoothly. So, you know, I was worried about nothing, so which is good. It means you guys did a great job. Question came up. You talked to several weeks ago. Your Did You Know was about blue lights on cars, and basically blue lights are prohibited except for law enforcement vehicles. Somebody asked me the question that they had seen one of these box trucks with a digital signboard on it, you know, like you see all over Las Vegas is what I think of them as being, but they're more prominent in bigger cities. But an advertising truck that has a digital signboard that might have blue lights on the sign because there's blue in the coloring of the sign, is that also illegal?
I thought about that after you asked off the air, and I don't know. I would have to look that up as far as a video that it's constantly changing and that sort of thing on advertisement. But I can tell you that flashing blue lights that are in a single location or steady burn blue lights anywhere on a vehicle is illegal.
And that's also can't even, like, have them unlit up, right? Is that true? They can't be on, but they can't even be on the vehicle. Is that true?
Yeah. So, and one of our biggest violators of this, and they don't mean to do it, and they may not know it, but are the Uber cars with the blue lights in the windshield that says Uber. Those are not legal.
Blue neon around the hubs, around the wheels, all that stuff. The blue is specifically for law enforcement, even though people don't realize it. And I'm glad you point that out because people don't know. We always like to end with go ahead.
Well, I was going to say if they want blue lights on their vehicles, no problem. We can take their application, put them through school, and we'll give them all the free blue lights they want because we certainly could use the help.
I love it. If you're that committed to blue lights, you do have an option available to you. We always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know. Do you have one for me this week?
Yeah, I do, and this is about Florida Man. I'm originally from Kentucky, and I was asked by folks up there when I went to visit for Thanksgiving, why is it always Florida Man? And I had to do some digging into it, and I found out that other states do have crazy news stories, but Florida's Florida Man phenomenon is famous due to its extremely open public records law, the Sunshine Laws, that make police arrest reports easily accessible to the media, allowing quick and sensational stories about bizarre incidents to get out. And other states have stricter laws that aren't so easy to get a hold of that information. So it's not put out as often as Florida stories. So there you go. That's
interesting.
Where that comes from, for the most part.
And also, can we just add this little asterisk footnote to that, that an awful lot of the things you see on social media are fake stories, not real. True?
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. And just click on the source, click on it, look where it came from, and sometimes it'll be characters that are 16 characters long. It makes no sense, and you can tell that those are bots or something from overseas. That's just simply not true. So a lot, especially with AI, a lot of what you see, I mean, we've seen law enforcement officers that you know very well. You can take them, their image and their videos, and make them say and do anything you want them to do. So it's a bad direction that, you know, AI is great, but it can also be used the wrong way. And I think the technology is just going to get worse for what your own eyes are showing you is not necessarily true.
I actually shared a video the other day that was of slip sliding ice cars down a hill, supposedly in some other part of the country. And in the middle of the video, this minivan has the door drop off, fall off, and behind the door on the minivan is the back panel to a truck. The minivan transformed into a truck in front of your eyes, and it's an AI video, but the problem is the AI is really stupid, but the AI is incredibly hyper-realistic looking stupidity, And if it doesn't make a mistake, how are you going to know? And, you know, that's true whether it's the videos or the photos or the people that just make up these stories and lie about them. And it's very hard to know. I mean, we have a lot of dumb criminals to begin with. And then, you know, we have people just making stuff up all the time. It makes it that much worse. Mike Wood, Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Thank you, as always, for the time. And congratulations on just celebrating your 25th anniversary, you and your honey. I always appreciate that. Well done, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Just getting started, 25 years. 549 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. If you need work done inside your home on the complicated systems like the plumbing or the electrical or the heating, the air conditioning, or maybe you've got a generator that needs maintaining, or you want to get a generator installed, hey, Peden, they're your folks. They do all of this stuff. They started as air conditioning back in 69. And, you know, in the summer of 69, just like the song, he was hot, okay, and he wanted to cool people off, so they came and learned how to do air conditioning. And Robert Peden started, hey, people want to pay for this. I'll keep doing this. So he expanded his company, expanded the range of services they offer to all the stuff they have today, plus the geography all the way from Tallahassee to the east of Panama City, all the way west to us, and then last couple of years even into Alabama. So all along the Gulf Coast, they are your place. Good quality products, well-trained people, 100% satisfaction guarantee. They'll take care of you. But now what they're also working on with people is the smart home system. So if you want a smarter, safer home with Peden, what you want is their $89 smart home consultation. Their licensed professionals will come design a plan customized for your home that connects your comfort, your security, and energy savings into a simple system. You can start living smarter with Peden. Find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants her own doggy vacation at Play and Stay Pet Daycare when I go on vacation. But since she doesn't speak English, I'm going to translate. What's that? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian. And they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where you love to run and romp with your friends. So where are they? That's right. Play and Stay Pet Daycare is at 4220 North Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Who's a good girl? Yeah.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Trash Can just sent me a picture of my trash. This is my half-eaten sandwich.
I thought you guys would be excited about Cleaner. Aren't you the generation of Greta Thunberg?
Greta Thunberg is an industry plant.
What? What industry?
Music. He said that.
That's from one of my very favorite, relatively new shows, English Teacher. Music, obviously. 5:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. If you're looking for a realtor or you have questions about selling your home, give Christina Leavenworth and her team at Love and Rinky Realty a call. You know, she's just on Pep Talk the other day, and she knows so much. And when she started doing this a few years ago, those of us who knew her thought, well, a lot of people try. You know, real estate. I mean, if anybody can do it, she can, but a lot of people try, and you never know until they do. Well, you know, a couple of years into this deal, and she was selling 200 homes a year. You're like, oh, okay. And then that was when the market was hot, and then the market cooled off, and it went down to 175 and then 165. And then this year, it's back up, 180 closed, and then she's working on 200 by the end of the year. Like, it's about 16 more in the hopper. So in a down year, her team is up 30%. That's crazy. But what that means is experience. You know, they close about 4 homes a week. And they do it again and again and again. And also, one of the things they're seeing is people are coming to them after having failed with other realtors, like multiple times, like coming to her after having 2 realtors or 3 realtors or 5 or even one client she said had 7. And largely, it's a matter of setting expectations and getting prices right and doing the open house and all the little things. But, you know, she'll tell you, I don't think we can get that. Or honestly, the house is priced too low. She was telling me a story about one home that the realtor told her, you know, it was $499. That's what it's worth. She's like, I don't think so. We can get $625, and they did, 10 days cash. Like, you just have to know, and they know. So if you want great results, give her a call, 786-3996, or Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinky Realty. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Insurer of last resort.
We'll get back to David in just a second here. I can't make that joke. All right, what do I always say about the 5 o'clock hour, John? What do I always say? 5 o'clock hour is where I'm going to say stuff.
Oh, yes.
For the 13-year-old in me thinks it's funny. No, I can't. No, I'm not going to do it. It's bad taste. Look at that judgment. I used some restraint.
Wow. I am just I'm
second guessing even myself. Anyway, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. The man accused of killing Charlie Kirk appeared in court yesterday for the first time in person. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson. He attended a pretrial hearing in Provo, Utah. He wore a shirt and tie after the judge allowed him to wear street clothes instead of a jail jumpsuit to avoid potential jury bias. Prosecutors say they plan to seek the death penalty in that case. Floodwaters are still rising in northwest Washington state. Tens of thousands of people have now been evacuated. Dozens of people have been rescued as water levels have reached up to 15 feet. And that's on rivers around Tacoma to British Columbia. Floodwaters there not expected to crest until later today. And the final show of the Taylor Swift Eras Tour is now streaming. A full concert film and 6-part documentary of the pop star's world tour are available starting today on Disney Plus, and I'm sure it's going to pull big numbers.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. That's twice I restrained myself in that segment.
Are you okay today?
I mean, yeah, I know. He's talking about the, you know, the events of Provo, Utah. Provo, Utah? No, Spain. I mean, for the Fletch jokes. Nobody? All right, fine. All right, John, I had kind of hinted at this story to you a long time ago, and I'm finally going to do it.
A long time ago?
Like a week ago, before you even were gone.
Okay.
But I promised you I wouldn't do it while you were out.
Okay.
This is the headline. You ready? This is definitely a 5 o'clock hour subject. Researchers are learning more about the sex lives of dinosaurs.
What?
It's just a weird story. I'm just
300 million years ago.
For decades, paleontologists have struggled to tell male from female dinosaurs because, like, bones don't always tell you a lot, right? You know, even male and female skeletons are often very difficult to tell apart. Humans. But the latest research focuses on a pattern of healed injuries in hadrosaurs, herbivores of the late Cretaceous, also known as duck-billed dinosaurs. The breaks found consistently on the vertebrae past the base of the tail are thought to have resulted from, Here's where the, you know, from males mounting females and inadvertently damaging their spines during mating.
What?
So 50 shades of reptilian scales. Like, basically, the theory is that you can tell the women dinosaurs from the men dinosaurs by which ones have had their, you know, tailbones bruised through heavy petting.
Okay. I was wondering.
And now they think they can tell which ones were the chicas and which ones were the chicones. What's the male in Spanish? I can't remember. They determined the injuries were non-fatal because there were signs of healing and sometimes evidence of second injuries.
Third.
So it was a relationship.
Oh.
What did Jane's Addiction always say? Sex is violence? Okay. We'll be back with more in just a minute.